to raise it about a foot off the ground, and they walk along it and bounce as they go.
Mm-hmm. What's something that you take a board and fix it in the center and then spin around?
A merry-go-round.
Any special names for a home baby?
No.
What about flying jenny or riding horse?
No, no.
And you tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it and make a
swing.
And something you carry coal in.
With scuttle. Hmm? A coal scuttle.
What would that look like?
It looks like a small bucket that fans out at the top. It's narrower at the bottom than it is at the top. And it has a round lip on one mm-hmm. side of it that looks like an upside down sun visor.
Did anyone burn coal in this area?
No. This is not a coal area. They burned wood till they had natural gas.
Mm-hmm. On an old fashioned stove, a wood stove, something like the thing that runs from the stove to the chimney.
The flue. Or the stovepipe.
Is there a difference?
No.
And something you'd use to carry bricks or something heavy like that. It's got a wheel.
A wheelbarrow.
Okay. Did you ever hear that called a Georgia buggy?
No. That's kind of cute. No, I never heard of that. Heard it called a wheelbarrow.
How does that sound?
Wheelbarrow sounds country.
What people drive nowadays is called a
car. Or an automobile. Mm-hmm. Automobile.
Which would you say?
Car. I would almost never say automobile.
And if something was squeaky to lubricate it, you say you had to
grease it, oil it.
Okay, you say yesterday he
oiled it.
Or he
greased it.
And if grease got all over your hands, you say your hands were all
greasy.
I would
say greasy more. I put a more Z sound on it. Greasy sounds northern to me.
And if you had a door hinge that was squeaking, you put a few drops of
oil on it.
What did people used to burn in lamps?
Coal oil or kerosene. Same thing as far as I know.
Did you ever see anyone make a lamp using a rag and a bottle and some kerosene?
That sounds like a Molotov cocktail to me. No, I've never seen that. We had kerosene lanterns, or sometimes we call them gas lanterns.
Uh-huh.
But a gas lantern, it seems like, had something in it other than kerosene, and it had a wick that was a mantle. You know what a mantle is in a
Something's
kerosene lantern? A mantle is like a little piece of stocking, and it's a loosely woven mesh thing that hangs on the top of whatever is sending the fumes up. You sort of stick it down over the tube like a sock, and it glows and puts out the light.
Do you ever hear of anything called a flambeau?
No.
And do they celebrate Mardi Gras in Houston at all?
Oh, very limitedly. Just the Catholics and St. Thomas University have a Mardi Gras party, mm-hmm. but it's almost limited to the Catholic Society, and we do not celebrate Mardi Gras.
What's St. Thomas University?
It's a Catholic university, four-year college.
Is it very big?
Not very. It's not as big as Rice.
Mm.
It's a pretty good school. It has some good programs. It's in the Montrose area. It's about at Yoakum and well, it's not as far south as Alabama. It's between Westheimer and Alabama.
Is that near McGregor Park?
No, I don't think so. McGregor would be farther east. Do you know where Montrose is?
Yeah, I remember being through it, but I was lost at the time.
It's a fairly old university for this area. I think it's been here 40 or so years.
Toothpaste comes in a
tube.
And say someone had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water. They'd say they were going to
launch the boat.